Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
If we can take a moment and reflect on the holiness of God, what does that mean to you personally? What does it mean to you personally that God is holy? And what does it mean to be holy? I think one of the simplest definitions mean that you're set apart, that God is set apart. But is God holy to us? Or do we put God into a category of one as one of our friends or family? The beauty is that whatever it is that we experience in life, God can be a part of that experience, but yet holy. And that means that even though the experience may be impacting us, it's not deterring him. The phrase, tainted. If the experience may be throwing us off, it's not throwing God off. Isn't that good to know? You remember the three Hebrew boys that was in the fiery furnace, right? Y'all remember that? Remember Jesus showed up in that fiery furnace with them? He wasn't bothered by what it was that they were bothered by. And in fact, with him being in it with them, they were able to make it out without even smelling like smoke. Praise God. Amen? Amen. And so one of the ideas of God being holy is that God can be with us right in the midst of a situation, but not be bothered by it. That's good to know. Remember Jesus was in the boat, sleeping downstairs in the boat, and the disciples were like, "Don't you care that we're going to die?" And he just comes up there and just like, he was asleep, y'all. He was asleep. While they were in the midst of whatever it was going on, he comes up there. And what does he say? Peace, be still. Amen. So I just want to kind of share that, tying it into what it is that they were just singing. Thank you for y'all singing that. That God is holy. And that means that he can be right in the midst of whatever it is that we're going through, and we could be panicking, but he's not touched by it. And so if you're looking for peace, look to him. He is our Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that good? That's good to know. He is holy. Yeah, and it says, be holy as I am holy. The only way we can do that is embrace him in the midst of whatever it is that we're going through. And so if you are going through something today, just remember that God is holy. He's set apart. He's set apart from whatever it is. He's apart of what it is that you're going through, but he's set apart from it. He will not allow it to consume him. Even the grave could not consume him. Right? He could die on the cross. He could take our sins upon him, but still be resurrected by the love of the Father. So even sin cannot hold Jesus down. So there's nothing. Remember last week I was asking this question. So what's our excuse of not doing whatever it is that God is leading us to do? Well, I feel alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. You serve a holy God that is right there. Can I put it this way? A holy God that is wholly present with you. That means 100% present with you. We don't get 50% of God. He is 100% present with you with whatever it is you're going through. Amen. And we embrace that. So he is holy, holy forever. Praise God. Amen. And so sometimes we sing songs, but we don't receive them for ourselves. And sometimes we're singing songs. Have you ever sang a song and you're like, I'm just saying it because I'm saying it, but I don't receive this, I don't understand it and everything, but we make it personal. Not too long ago, our team posted on social media, what is your favorite song? We should have a favorite song or two or three or four or five songs that we just listen to and it ushers us into the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. A song that ushers us to the very throne of God spiritually in that experience.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So we'll see how much of this message we'll get through. We've had a lot of wonderful things going on today. So I'm going to try to ease into this message. And we're going to see how far we can get. And whatever we don't get through, join us on Mondays at 7 p.m. on Zoom. And you can catch the rest of it then. On one accord. So we've been talking about this, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit. I had a conversation the other day with one of our brothers, and was reminded that a lot of people don't believe in the Holy Spirit. Can y'all say that with me? I just didn't want to be the only one that's like. Even Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. And then even he said, I'm leaving, I'm paraphrasing this, but stay where you are because in not many days, another one is coming, and that is the Holy Spirit. So if you're here today and you don't believe in the Holy Spirit, I'm praying that the Lord will help you in that. Because if you are walking and living your life as a believer of Jesus Christ without involving the Holy Spirit, oh man, you are leaving so much out there. In fact, the scripture lets us know in Galatians 5, be ye led by the Holy Spirit, walk in the Spirit. And when you do that, you won't pretty much give in to the dictates of the flesh. So, that's letting me know that if I'm living a life that's not led by the Holy Spirit, then that must mean that I'm living a life being dictated by the flesh. And then it goes on in the Amplified and says, in the flesh is human nature without God. So wait, so as a believer of Jesus Christ who has the Holy Spirit on the inside of me, when I don't live my life being led by the Holy Spirit, I'm allowing my flesh to dictate the direction of my life. And when I do that, I'm living a life that opposes God. So if you're here today and you're like, oh my goodness, so I've been living my life without involving the Holy Spirit, so have I been going contrary to God? Can I just be the one to bold enough to say this to you? Yes, you have. But I believe I've been living my life as a good Christian. Do you know how many people live their life on this earth as good Christians? We got this thing down pat. If I say amen, we know we can respond, amen. Some churches, if I say praise the Lord, respond, praise the Lord. Some churches, if I say, will you do the Lord's Prayer with me? And I say, our Father, and then they start saying, which art in heaven, hallowed. We got this thing down pat. In some churches, we know that if I come on the fourth Sunday, the first Sunday, the second Sunday, whatever Sunday, that's when they do communion. I know what my favorite choir is going to sing. I know what my favorite preacher is going to preach. I know when we're going to get our service early. We are living sometimes our life according to the dictates or the direction of our own human nature. And we're not inclining our ear to hear the direction of the Holy Spirit. So this series that we have been on is really challenging all of us to be living a life that's led by the Holy Spirit. Because there's only two lives to live. Either we are, as believers, either you're living your life being led by the Holy Spirit or you're living your life being led by your flesh. Well, Pastor Will, where's the devil at? I'll let you guess what side he's on. It definitely ain't on the side of being led by the Holy Spirit. So that means that the father of lies, Satan, the devil, must be on the side of the works of the flesh, right? So think about that. So when I go through my day, am I inclining my heart, my ear, and asking God to lead me by his Spirit? Or am I just like waking up like, well, we're going to do this today. Whatever this is, I'm going to live my life according to my flesh. Human nature without God. Wow. So I can have a relationship with God, but live my life as if I don't have a relationship with God, except on certain days or certain situations that I involve God. It's like a, what's the word I'm trying to think of? A type of relationship where I only call you when I need you, whatever that's called, an arranged relationship, whatever, convenient. But the Lord is challenging us to live our life being led by the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen. Thank God for the blood of Jesus, that even as we live our life not always in line with his direction, he still loves us, right? So even if I'm living my life being led by, what do I mean by the flesh? It's my mind, my desires, my feelings. Whatever this body wants to do, that's what I do it. That's the flesh. You want to go to church today? No, me neither. We're talking to ourselves. You want to pray? I don't feel like it. It didn't work last time. Me neither. You want, right? We're consulting. How many of us consult ourselves more than God? A lot sometimes, right? If we be honest. What do you want to wear? I don't know. Like, do you ever consult God about certain things? Should I be engaged in that? Sometimes we've already made our decision, so we certainly ain't going to consult God. I'll ask him for forgiveness once I come back. So how often are we as believers of Jesus Christ involving the Holy Spirit in our lifestyle, or are we just making decisions based upon what we have decided? And when we do that, when we don't involve God, now I'm not talking about 100%. We're not talking about perfection here. We're talking about a consistent lifestyle of involving God in our decisions. When we ignore that, we are living our life according to the flesh. It's as simple as that. Amen. Isn't that an easy pill to swallow? No, it ain't. Oh, so let's dig into this word. Are we doing God's work with the Holy Spirit, or are we doing God's work in our own ability? So this statement and some of this message is for some of us, the Lord is trying to pull you back a little bit because you're doing the work that you believe God wants you to do, but you have left God out of the work. You're running your race, you're running. But for some reason, it's, I got it. And you're running so fast that God's like, so I guess you don't need me. You're doing the work. You're doing the work that the Lord set you out to do. But for some reason, you're outpacing God. Right? You ever start off running with someone? And then you kind of like, all right, I think I got this. And they kind of like, oh, slow down, because you're going to burn yourself out. And the Lord is going to look at you on the other side of the track and say, I told you to slow down. And you're going to hurt yourself. So this may not be for everyone, but for some of us, we're running so fast doing the things that we believe that God wants us to do that literally the Holy Spirit is saying, hold on, you're starting to do things without me. Come on back a little. Slow down. There's no, who are you competing with? Who are you trying to outpace? Who are you trying to prove yourself to someone that I can do this? Stop. It's not about whoever that is. It's about our pace with God. And that's the example of being led by the Holy Spirit. It's I'm in pace with God as much as I can. And I keep checking over to ensure that we and God are at the same stride. And I'm not, and God is striding. So that might be for about 50% of the people in here. You started your race with God, whatever it is, that thing, and God is saying to you right now, hold on, pull back a little bit. Spend some time with me. You don't even have time to spend time in prayer. But it was in prayer that he told you about whatever it is you're doing. You're not breaking open the word or even listening to the word, but it was during that time. And you barely show up for church. Has no one in here because all y'all here, right? Right? And even if you're watching online, like you're watching, so there's no one here, so nobody has to feel guilty about that, right? So it says this. Last week, we finished with this area dealing with Mary. And God speaks to her by the angel. And Mary says, how can this be? Like, how can I be who you are saying that I'm going to be, who is the mother of Jesus? She says, since I do not know a man. And we talked about last week how I haven't done, God, the things necessary to be who you're saying that I'm supposed to be. So how am I supposed to do this? And then the angel says, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also let the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. I want to ask that you look at that little phrase right there. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And I don't know if I touched on this last week, that if you're a believer of Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit within you. But sometimes we're just so satisfied with the Holy Spirit within us that we never allow the Holy Spirit to become upon us. Transformation takes place not just with God hanging out with us, but by the Lord overshadowing us. And this causes every area of my life to be exposed to the power of the Most High God. There is no area of our lives that we should be hiding from God. Put it all out there. Don't let nothing be hidden from God. And that's where transformation takes place. So for some of us, the Lord is saying, I'm calling you to be this. And we're saying, well, how can this be? Because I haven't engaged in that. And the Lord is saying, I want to overshadow you. And some of us are saying, I'm good. I want to literally overwhelm you with who I am. I'm good. Because what is my life going to look like when that happens, God? And for some of us, who are the people that I may lose in my life when God overshadows it? You are not going to look the same when God overshadows you if you allow him to do that. But we have to be okay with that. And so Mary, we love her response. She says, you know what? Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And as I said last week, and then the angel departed from her. This reminder that after you have this wonderful moment with God and the Lord speaking to you, if all of a sudden it seems as if you don't feel God's presence, that means that we're good at the station. There's no more conversation that needs to happen at this station because the Lord has already spoke. But many times we're running back and say, Lord, can you say that to me one more time? Can you make me feel excited like I did when you first spoke to me? And God is saying it's not about feelings. It's about what you heard. And this is the reason why I say write it down. Because next week, what was exciting you this week may not give you those emotions. You've got to go back to God's word. What did God say to you? But don't try to get excited again about it. The Lord, you said to me that this was going to happen. And when I first received it, I was excited. It was like the heavens were open. It's a week later and I don't feel the excitement. Lord, can you give me that juice a little bit more? Like, can you get me excited? And the Lord is saying, what did I say to you? What word did I give you? Go back to that. Amen. Because there may be some people in here, you're wondering, what happened to the glory? The glory didn't depart. It's still there. The overshadowing of God did not stop. It's still happening. You just don't feel it. But we don't operate based upon feelings. And some of us, we're trying to work that feeling back. We're going back in prayer. Lord, give me that feeling that I felt. Give me that fire that I felt. Give me that passion that I felt. It might just be at the next station. And we're hanging out back here trying to boost ourselves up. And God is literally saying, I need for you to move based upon what I said to you. But you can't stay here. Amen? So Acts 1:8 says this, and it continues in this. This is Jesus, again, talking to his disciples, his apostles, after he rose from the dead. But he says, but you shall receive power, which is ability, efficiency, and might. Here's that phrase again. When the Holy Spirit has come, can I put it this way, up on you. And then he doesn't stop there. The reason for the Holy Spirit coming up on you, and you shall be. Now for them, my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria to the ends, the very bounds of the earth. So if you're in the beginning stages of, okay, I think I'm going to trust in this Holy Spirit thing. I just want to push you to the end. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is not just to hang out with you. It's to get you to be something. He spoke to Mary. She says, and how will this be? The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and you will be my witnesses. The Holy Spirit is about moving us into action. So here is a look back in our life. Who has been moving me? Has God been moving me, or have I been moving myself? Have I learned the rhythm of my life so much that I know how to be successful in and of myself, but I have not involved the movement of the Holy Spirit in my life? But what moves us is the power. And this is the area where many people say, I ain't trying to get no power. Why are some of us as believers of Jesus Christ afraid of the power of God? What is that? And I hope that we can wrestle with that. Why are we afraid of when we receive a scripture like this where it says, and you shall receive power shall come upon you. Wait, but where is the power residing? Did you know that the power is already on the inside of you? But what God is saying is that I want this power to be upon you so that you can be. And some of us, we are limiting the gospel of Jesus Christ, limiting the move of God in whatever arena that we are in, because we are not allowing, number one, the Holy Spirit to come upon us, nor are we allowing the power of God to operate in our life. And we are, I use it this phrase, we're playing patty cake with each other. I'm probably doing it wrong. Or that one, you know. And we're playing. And God is saying, there, imagine, picture your life. Now imagine your life with the power of God operating in it. And you know what? And for some of us, we've been on the edge, but for some reason we backed up. And we literally, for some of us, have said, that's not God. Where'd you get that information from? That the move of God is not God? Where'd you get that information from? Do you realize that Jesus, when he lived his life in the power of God by the Holy Spirit. And then he says to us, I'm leaving, but I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And then he says, greater works shall you do. He didn't say, back up. He said, go. He said, be. But don't be by yourself. Be with the Holy Spirit. So this is not me trying to go out there and be something by myself. I am depending upon the power of the Holy Spirit. So maybe we shrink back from this word power because we have a certain depiction of it. So let's look at it. Ability, efficiency, and might. What is this? So God says, Jesus says, but you shall receive power. Number one, this is a gift from God. This ability, this power, this efficiency, this might, it's not something that we work up. It is a gift from God. The next thing, it gives us the capacity or the ability to do something. So what is it that the Lord, can I go back, kind of has led? Because some of us, you have locked up the calling of God in a cabinet a long time ago. And a long time ago, the Lord was speaking to you about doing something. And because you feel like you didn't have the ability to do it, you locked it up in the cabinet. And today God is saying, I need you to let me overshadow every area of that. Literally, God is saying, I know I'm in you, but let me in. Isn't that crazy? I'm in you, but let me in. Let me in that cabinet. Weeks ago, we were talking about the boxes in the lower level. Let me in. The dream that you had, the visions you used to have, the prophetic things. And people, some people, they called you crazy because you were seeing images and glimpses and hearing things. And God is saying to you today, you're not crazy. They just didn't understand what it was that I was doing in your life. And today God is trying to, there are more people in this congregation right now that have seen visions, that have dreamed dreams, that have had prophetic utterances get ready to come out of their mouth. But for some reason, somebody told you, we don't do that here. Or somebody said to you, your grandmom used to do that, and we told her she was crazy, and they shut it down in your life. And the whole time, that was God trying to bring something out of you. So once you reach a certain age and had a relationship with him, you can move in his power. You were 10 years old, 11 years old, 7 years old, 6 years old. And the Lord was beginning to formulate some things within you. But because you didn't understand it and they didn't understand it, they shut it down. And it is still locked up today. And today the Holy Spirit is saying, you belong to me. Now let me give you understanding of what that was. You said, I have healing in my hands. I don't have issues talking to strange people. These were callings and gifts that God gave you that were without repentance, meaning that he didn't pull them back. But for because people didn't understand, they told you, shh, 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 shh. Do you know that even Jesus' family members told him, you better stop because people think you crazy? They told him that. Jesus. So you know they're going to tell us that. Oh, so you see visions? What do you see? You hear things? That's not normal. You understand things. You have wisdom that's beyond your age. You better watch that. And as a little kid, you may have the ability to interpret certain things. And for some, you literally probably got popped in the mouth because of some things that you said. And because of that, you shrunk back. And now God is saying, let me heal that area, but I want my power to be upon you. To be able to do the work, whatever it is. And I know I'm talking about these, the different gifts like that, but whatever that area of gifting is that you know that's in your life, you for some, you just haven't linked up with the right person yet. And I ain't talking about a human person. I'm talking about God. Amen. And you keep trying to make connections with people. And God is saying they don't have it. They don't have it. They don't have the power. God is saying, I have the power. I have the ability for you to be who it is that I called you to be. Amen? The ability, the power, the efficiency, the might is not just physical like Samson, right? Pushing down things. It's just not mental. And it's not just spiritual. It's all three. So God's ability, God's might wants to operate in your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. Wow, what? So I no longer have the physical ability to do what the Lord wants me to do. He still wants to operate in your life physically. You know, my mind sometimes, I forget things. God still wants to operate in your life mentally. You know, I'm not as deep and spiritual as other people are. God still wants to use you in the spiritual area. Don't limit God because of your own misqualifications. Also, this ability is God's enablement for us as believers of Jesus Christ to fulfill our roles and responsibilities. Let me make this announcement to everybody who is a believer in Jesus Christ. You have a role and responsibility in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
We all do. And God's power, ability, efficiency, his might wants to come upon you, which means it wants to operate in your life so that you can fulfill that role and that responsibility. Everyone in the kingdom of God has a role and responsibility. Pastor Will, I don't know what mine is. I'm so glad you said that, because I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to reveal it to you so clear that you cannot ignore it, because you're here today or you're listening online. And for some of you, as we're sharing this, it's like cabinets are popping open for you. Like things are starting to make sense for you. Leave it open. Leave it open. Don't go home closing cabinets. Don't go home locking cabinets. You know why? Because when we're here, we're kind of like, what do you want, Satan? I got you, right? What you want? But then sometimes we go home and it's kind of like we close the door, we lock it, we close the blinds, we pull down the blinds and we sit down and we wrap ourselves in our blanket and it's dark and we just say, you know, I'm just going to stay right here until the next time the Lord wants to use me. Don't close the blinds. I'm not talking about physically in your house. I'm talking about within your heart. Don't close the cabinets. Stop locking the door. Stop locking the door. I'm not talking about your physical house. I'm talking about within your heart. If God is literally unlocking things right now, don't go home and lock it back up.
Amen. Well,
I can't do that, Lord. Stop. Is it your ability or his? It's his. It's his. And we've come up with this whole thought process that there's only certain people that can do certain things for God. When Jesus died on the cross and he rose and he left and the Holy Spirit came, it became full game for everybody. No longer were these moments where the Holy Spirit would come upon this person and they would prophesy or just move upon this person almost like popcorn. Now we all can participate in this.
Amen.
Whether someone laid hands on you or not, you can do what it is that God is calling you to do. Whether they poured oil on your head or not, you can do what it is that God is calling you to do.
Amen.
We are no longer in the Old Testament. We're a bush that burns but is not consumed, have to speak to us. The Holy Spirit is speaking to us. And we have to become familiar with the sensing of the Holy Spirit, and we need to obey it. The same way that Moses paid attention to this bush that was burning but was not consumed, we need to pay attention to the still small voice that's on the inside of us. Amen?
Amen.
Man, I feel like this message is one of those ones where it's kind of like, I don't know who prayed this morning, whatever you prayed or whatever you didn't pray, but that God is just like, I'm going to push them until they are so uncomfortable and they have to pay attention. But here is the challenge, is that when you go wherever you're going after this, you have the ability to close the curtains, lock the door, take the phone off the hook, right? I don't want nobody to call me. And unfortunately, sometimes that includes God. Stop talking to me. And we shut down even God. Leave me alone. And we include even God. And because he is a gentleman, he won't force himself in there. But what he will keep doing is keep coming back. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. And I believe the Lord is saying to some of us, I'm not going to leave you out there ignorant. One of the things, the spirit of truth, if you listen to God, he will not have you out there ignorant. What does that mean? That I don't know. And God is saying, now you know. And the truth shall set or make you free. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Man, I pray that y'all just be like, oh, that dude. But it's God's power. It is God's ability upon you. It's God's might, which is really almost, it's the same stuff. His ability, his efficiency, his might. But I like how might, it says it's the strength and the power or the force of God. It's God's omnipotence. In other words, just saying it's God. It's God that's doing this. Again, physical and spiritual. God's strength imparted to his people. And look at this area right here. It is not just meant for me to be this spiritual giant that does all these spiritual gifts things, but God's ability can deal even with my morality. What do I mean by that? Even my behavior. Woo-hoo-hoo. Man, this is what I mean by that. Well, the Lord knows my heart. This is just the way that I am. I just have an attitude with people. Well, guess what? The power of God can even deal with my attitude.
Amen. Amen.
I don't like people. The power of God can deal with my not liking people. I don't trust people. The power of God can deal with that. See, the power of God is not, you know, let me split myself up. Spirit, soul, body. Spirit, soul, body. The power of God is not, oh, I'm going to pour all this power on you spiritually, but I'm not going to touch your body, and I'm not going to touch your mind, your will, your emotions. The power of God overshadows all of us.
Amen, amen.
So that means that God can use me to, I'll just use this one here, because I know some of y'all might be like, woo, people don't do that no more. God can use me to prophesy. Right? Speak the mind of God out loud so that people can interpret it, but he can also touch my life and my attitude. So I don't speak God's wisdom to you and then next week see you in the supermarket and act like I hate you. He is overshadowing me and not just picking parts of me that he wants to operate through. All of me, God, and spirit, soul, body. The more we allow the power of God to operate in the body and the soul, the more he is able to just flow through us. Can y'all still see spirit, soul, body? So when I'm flowing, y'all don't think I'm crazy. He's able to still flow through me spiritually, but then he can touch my physical body, but then he can also touch my mind, and then he can, but God wants to be involved in all of that. He doesn't just want to use you. God is not interested in just using you and then the rest of the week leaving you alone. Oh, I'm going to use you as a praise and worship leader or as a media person or as a chaplain or whatever here in the medical profession. But when you get home, I don't want to touch any area. That's not God. But that's how sometimes we treat God. That I can only receive the power of God when I step into certain roles. And God says, no, I want my ability, my efficiency, my might to flow through your life, or whatever you're doing. Amen? Amen? So what area of our life are we holding back the power of God, the ability of God, the efficiency of God, the might of God? It's not about him not being with us. It's us. It's us. And you don't have to run out of here begging for God to use you. Believe me, my friends, there are a bunch of opportunities for the Lord to flow, but it starts personal. God is more interested in his ability flowing through us personally than it is us running out here, burning ourselves out, trying to prove something. So don't run out of here saying, Lord, use me, please, please, use me. Let us step out of here saying, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. Whether it's mind, will, emotions, body, spirit, whatever you want to do in my life, God, here I am. I am available unto you. Amen. I hear somebody singing that song. I don't know the rest of the words. All I know, Lord, I am available to you. Not my will, but your will be done. So are you here today? And the Lord is saying that I'm here. Come on, the Holy Spirit dwells within your heart, right? But God is saying, stop hiding me. I want to operate in your life. And that's where he's talking about, and the power shall come upon you. And I know it says, and you shall be my witnesses, but I love the part, and you shall be. What is it that God wants you to be? And he wants you to be that with him. Amen? And we can only be that with his power. His ability, his efficiency, and his might. Praise God.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.